Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show on a Wednesday here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM and the radio.com. I appreciate you hanging out. Two former Packers, only show in the state that's got that. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson in here. I'm Bill Schmidt. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here as well. And gentlemen, we finally know officially what I believe everybody seems to think we knew for quite some time.
Well, I remember Gary telling me three, four years ago when
we played audio back a while ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
Ted Thompson announcing today, through a statement with the Green Bay Packers put out on their social media and their website, saying late in the 2017 season, Mark Murphy and I had a conversation about my health and the future with the Packers. At the time, we mutually agreed that it was in the best interest of myself and the organization to step away from my role as general manager. In consultation with the team physician, Dr. John Gray, and I began a complete health evaluation that has included a second opinion over the last year or so. The Medical College of Wisconsin, the Mayo Clinic, and the UT Southwestern Medical Center have been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. I feel it is important to mention that based on the test results and opinions from medical specialists I've gotten, they feel I do not fit the profile of someone suffering from chronic traumatic CTE. I want to thank Dr. Gray and medical professionals and the Green Bay Packers, my family, and all that they have done to continue to help me. It was a tremendous honor to be inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame this past weekend. The Green Bay community and the fans of the Packers have always been and always will continue to be very special to me. It's my hope and belief that I will be able to overcome this disorder. Finally, I'd like to say that you respect the privacy of myself and my family as we move forward. That Ted Thompson, former general manager
of your Johnny Green Bay Gray Packers. Dr. Johnny Gray is very thorough. He's the medical doctor up there. He was one that pretty much my whole career I've known him. He's, matter of fact, he's helped with my kids as far as like getting them to the right doctors and making sure they were all vaccinated, all this kind of stuff. And I remember that time a few years back, I think 94, I had pneumonia, but I didn't know I had pneumonia. I just felt bad. We played Miami and I sacked Marino and I couldn't remember it. So I'm thinking it was just a concussion, but it wasn't. I had fluid on my lungs, the pleurisy stuff. So I said, "Doc, how do you know that?" He said, "I can tell you got something wrong." So I went down to Bell and checked in, and he was there every day. And I woke up, and remember everything, I had missed two games. And I had pneumonia real bad. I mean, this guy is very thorough. So for him, Ted, to work with Doc, they'll find out what's the best way for him to do it. And I bet you, I'm just guessing. Gary, I think the best way treatment for him is to keep him in and around his surroundings that he's familiar with when he's not there since 2017. I think they still had him in office there. I think he was still around. He was doing things. He wasn't making draft picks, of course. But and this is a good subject because it is, like I said before, Mental Health Month. And to just do your same routine but not your same routine, I think that's good for Ted because he's done so many good things. Because you don't want people like that. You just – get rid of them, and next thing you know, you hear that health is going down and what we could have done. So I think 2017 was the year that he talks about that conversation he had with Mark Murphy.
It's a situation, it's a disorder that attacks the nerves for Ted Thompson, Gary. But it feels like people in Packers faithful, Packer fans, around the inner circle feels like they've known this for quite some time. Do you think that we should have known this sooner?
Is that the question? Should we feel like we should have known it sooner?
Because should the Packers have told us sooner? Sorry, yeah, that is the exact question.
Either way, that's fine. I think a lot of people wanted to know sooner than this. I think there were a lot of speculation around Ted. If you saw him do interviews, that something was amiss?
A little bit of aloof?
He's probably aloof anyway. That may be, because people say that about me, that I'm aloof anyway. So, and I'm good.
What aloof mean? Like,
a little off-putting.
Yeah, like what you just did say.
No, is not it? That.
No.
You're not off-putting.
Sorry. I think there are a lot of people out there who wanted to know much sooner than this. And I think maybe we find this is the reason why Mike McCarthy had to answer all the questions. And did this put something in between Mike McCarthy and Ted in the latter years where they weren't talking at all? Because in the beginning, they were talking. When they first got together, there was communication between the two. But later on, they didn't talk anymore. He was only talking to Russ Ball. I think from a health standpoint, Leroy, and I don't know a personal standpoint, it's tough because you have an organization, you can see what's going on with him, and you all of a sudden you see the draft picks that are not going as well as you think they should go. He's missing on a lot of guys.
Taking big risks.
Yeah, yep. What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
And because the Green Bay Packers are a public-owned franchise, do you have the right to have known this sooner? Because it's clear as day that they had to have known this before today.
Well, and they absolutely knew before they inducted him into the Packers Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. So to answer that question, because I think it's a personal situation, no. But I have a tough time with it because you have a public life. You're doing interviews. You're out. You're front. You have...
And this is a chosen public life.
Yes.
This is a chosen public life.
It's a public life, but although it's private, but we can see you deteriorating in front of us running this franchise. Shouldn't we be getting somebody else in there to do that? I mean, it's really hard if you're a Packer fan to actually say, yeah, I think I should have known this sooner because of what the organization is. It's not like the Cowboys where we know, the public has no stake in this. But now you're talking to guys like, well, maybe me, who was a shareholder.
They don't care about you.
Exactly.
Further proof.
Just say that's what that paper is.
Nothing. Yeah. It's a money grab.
Sparky, should the Packers have told us sooner about Ted Thompson and this disorder that they now apparently knew late into the 2017 season?
My view on this is simple. They didn't tell you because they didn't want everybody knowing Ted wasn't running that team anymore. They didn't want to get taken advantage of. Having good old Russ Ball running things behind the scenes. The fracture in that relationship, I think, between McCarthy and that front office happened when Russ Ball decided Mark Murphy decided Russ Ball was going to help take over things. And once that happened and Russ Ball didn't communicate with Mike McCarthy, that's when Mike McCarthy started losing his mind because things were going on and McCarthy wasn't being informed or involved in most of it. That's where I think things went wrong. I think if they would have made the move sooner and named a real general manager sooner, this wouldn't have been a problem. Wouldn't have been nearly as big of a problem. But I think the reason they didn't tell everybody was they didn't want everybody knowing that they were essentially absent in the general manager's office at this point, and everybody was trying to cover bases to make this thing still run and keep afloat. And, I mean, it is what it is at this point. Now, that's long and done. But I think that's part of the reason why they didn't do it. I don't think it was, we're going to try and keep it from our fan base. I don't think that's what it was. What I do think it was trying to keep it from everybody else in the league who probably already knew, because we've talked about this before. Scouts talk to other scouts, whether it's baseball, whether it's football, whether it's basketball. That's how everybody – look, if you went into a draft war room around the NFL and said to a general manager or a scouting director, hey, man, just give me a mock draft that you think how this is going to play out, and you kept that paper – and sat there in round one, probably maybe first three rounds. I bet you that personnel director or GM probably got 90 to 95% of the picks right.
Because they know generally what everybody else is playing.
Because everybody's talking to one another. At all these scouting, pro days, everybody knows what everybody is doing. So there are no surprises. So then what I love is, now comes the Giants and Dave Gettleman, and he says, well, you know, we are of the belief that a couple of teams were going to take the quarterback from Kentucky, so that's why we end up and got him. And then those teams say, oh, no, we weren't going to take him. Well, no, now. I mean, you're not going to admit to it now because you didn't get him, obviously. And you don't want to upset the apple cart in your own organization by saying, yeah, I wanted him and we couldn't get him. So you're not going to say it now. But odds are Gettleman was right, and that's exactly what was going to happen. Because, again, these guys all know what's going on 9 out of 10 times. So it shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. So while some of these teams probably did know what was going on with 10 to a degree, I don't think it was necessarily a we're keeping it from the fan base thing. Because why does it matter? Because the thought was the fan base was going to cry out to fire Ted and move on. Well, that was happening anyhow, regardless if he was sick or not. If anything, you would have got sympathy from the fan base saying, man, you know, that's horrible for Ted.
Probably would
man.
Have understood it quicker.
Prayers up for Ted and everything sure. else. I mean, that's what it probably would have been more than fire Ted. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. In reality, the situation is he's had some health issues that were going on and and people were kind of keeping it on the down low. I mean, God knows on this show, we've hinted at it several times in the last couple of years, but nobody ever wrote a story. Nobody ever did a big feature story, whatever else, because they didn't want repercussions with credentials and anything else from that organization, which very well could happen. That's how it is in professional sports now.
And he doesn't do a lot of press conferences anyway, maybe 1 to a year. So it kind of played into it. Some of these general managers, you see, they're out front a lot. If he was one of those guys, then I think people would have known. But I think for the most part, he was a quiet guy anyway. Even I don't think you can find a whole lot of film of him talking. Even
and it's interesting.
He just stand around, just kind of observe.
Interesting to me to note, too, is he pushed that as him not doing as many interviews, too, later on in his tenure, as he was trying to get these guys ready for jobs, getting them ready for general manager jobs, head general manager jobs. And none of them got head jobs.
No.
They don't keep anything from you from Wendy's at Wendy's, though.
No, they don't.
Especially
and
savings.
The Bucks play tonight, which means if the Bucks win tonight, you win at Wendy's after the game and tomorrow. So the Bucks beat the Celtics to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's what will happen if they win. You can go to Wendy's within 24 hours, get yourself a medium drink, buy one, and then they'll give you a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger, your choice. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's, and while you're there, you might as well stop up and pick up a delicious Frosty at Wendy's for only 50 cents right now at Wendy's. Chocolate or vanilla. You can eat it with a spoon, with one of their delicious cookies, with a fry, whatever it may be. Just 50 cents from Wendy's right now for a limited time at Wendy's.
This is the Wendy's Big Show here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan, Bayview Shane Blind Post Game Show will join us once the Brewers lock this thing up. It's 7-3 right now in the top of the ninth. My man, Birch Smith in the game.
And they have Josh Hader up.
Yeah, no, I don't.
It was 7-1. Yeah. So now they're concerned they're going to screw this up. So now Hader's up in the bullpen.
Well, it's okay.
It was a 7-1 game, and now you had to get Josh
just
Hader.
Just a light throwing session.
Yeah, he hasn't thrown in a while, so just get
him. Light throwing session.
Yeah, it's all good.
My man Birch Smith is not letting this go. Just
Smitty.
Keep that locked down. And he's got a minor league option. He pitched two innings last night, so might as well have him throw one inning and then ship him on out.
You don't know. He's not very good, right?
Well, yeah, no, he's gonna be down in the minors after today.
He
said generally.
You said your guy. I thought you were being
sarcastic. Oh yeah, no, that's my boy. That's my boy, Birch Smith. Any guy that's named Birch, I'm gonna be a fan of. I'll tell you that much right now.
Did you see the royal family? What the name of their baby was?
No,
Archie.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of stuff that's unprecedented.
That's a cool name,
Archie Harrison, I believe.
I think we actually get the prince since that's his wife.
Better than Richard.
No, he's this kid is 8 behind. Royalty wise,
yeah, but he's
got no
chance. He could be a lord, but they didn't attach that to him either. But he can't even be a prince.
Wow. He's a brother since his mom is a brother, so we'll take that. Thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
That's a win.
I don't think that's
you
right.
Have Wayne Brady.
You keep trying to pawn off Wayne Brady to me. I don't want your Wayne Brady.
No, we don't.
Why would you not want Wayne Brady?
No one
I want Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady. No.
I want that baby because.
Milwaukee. The Bucks are what's hot, there's no need to deny. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly, let it fly.
That blue, green, and cream make opponents running high. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly.
Straight from the Central Division, we're focused on winning. It's pure tunnel vision, the Bucks on the mission. Here we go, let's go, welcome to the Bled Show. Go Bucks, go, cause the president says so. Giannis flying high, look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's cash money in your eye. Going for the gusto.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan, Game 5 tonight, Bucks Celtics.
Triple-double by Giannis tonight.
Ooh, okay. You were almost right in Game 4, man. You were almost there.
He's going to do it good.
You're right there.
Contra have 20 points, 7 assists, 5 hustle plays.
You want to deal with this?
No, I hope he's right.
9 rebounds.
It'd be great.
I hope 9 boards.
I hope it's a blow.
They'll be blocking him out, dude.
That's playoff Pat right there. That would be playoff Pat.
It would get 20 points.
It would be great if Brad Stevens just benches Kyrie in the second half. It's over anyhow. You're not coming back. You're done. I'm going to play Rozier. I would love to see what Kyrie
does. Rozier is off. Cause
is anybody off. Else feeling that, like, if the Bucks get up by 12, 14, 15 at half, this is the chance where you have a team like Boston where they're just like, okay, man, this is done.
Like, you can, they're quit.
You can knock them out in the first 5 minutes of the third.
There's a huge chance there you can get these guys to quit tonight.
They're done.
Yeah.
They know it.
And they know it, and they want Kyrie
Cabo,
gone.
Going to Eddie Lacy's in Cabo, I think.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. I've never been to Cabo. You ever been to Cabo, Leroy?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Love Mexico, cuz.
I was like, you asked me if you went to Pick and Save before. That's how he responded. I go there all the time.
That's Cabo. Man, I love Cabo.
The worst thing
Cabo.
About it, we was in a cab, and my wife knows Spanish, and her and the cab driver were talking about me.
How do you know that?
Because they were talking Spanish. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Nothing.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely about talking about you.
I know,
maybe they were planning the wedding.
I mean, probably.
Who was it you?
Who was it you?
Hit the hump button, man.
Who was with you?
The cab driver?
No.
Huh? Why? I don't use fiance, man. That's for suckers.
No, right? Which wife is this, though?
The first wife or this one?
Oh, no, the one that I like. This one.
Oh.
He said the one that I like. This one.
I don't like the other one. I'll get in trouble.
As you will be getting
we
married.
We do get along great, though. My first wife, that's my dog. Matter of fact, she even gave some pointers to my new wife. Isn't that amazing?
On what? How to deal with you?
Basically.
How to speak Leroy?
Well, she's amazing. I love all women, man. Women are smart.
Yeah, but she didn't have to deal with the odd couple.
Now,
new wife's got to deal with the odd couple.
Well,
the old wife didn't have to deal with Gary. New wife does.
I didn't have
to. Leroy and Gray?
Yeah, still, new wife said to me the other day, she said, well, I'm trying to figure out who's running the doggone ceremony, you or me.
You got a lot of input?
Trying to go.
The Bucks game was all
people standing around. Hey, come on, let's go.
Let's just get moving here. We can get
no, Pastor. No, Pastor. You move over a little bit. Yes.
Yeah, oh, so he was running the show then.
Yeah, Michael Witherspoon, come on down.
Oh,
that's my
goddamn.
You come. What? No, Michael, you're walking too fast. Come on down. Cause Michael kind of bow legged. Cause he's 6'4".
Yeah.
But one of his legs just bowed. I wish I was 6'4".
It's a nice life.
He's real calm. But my godmother, Miss Witherspoon, she's out it. Perky. It is just like the odd couple.
But I would tell you this, Jen did a nice job though at the rehearsal.
Yeah.
I mean she's fun. Got everything.
So
who's
the wild card in the wedding party that we have to watch out for on Saturday?
I would say Doug Evans because no one has seen him come.
Old number 33.
You won't this guy will not stay serious. I don't know how you're gonna deal with him. I don't. He's gonna want a joke from zero to 100.
The problem is who he's going to have run with him. That's the problem. Because he can't do it by himself.
It'll be Koontz. Him and Koontz love a lot of banter.
That's how that goes down.
Who are you thinking is the wild card, Gary?
I think he's right. That's probably about it.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I mean, maybe Gene's sister. I don't know.
You guys aren't putting your boy Steve Palak, the man that brought the...
Oh, Palak going to be good.
Guy brought bourbon in a bobblehead box.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know how that Palak's
going to be good. Palak going to be good. Yeah.
He's going to keep himself
in line. He could be a wild card, but it's going to be all good.
Tiger run coming to play.
It's fine.
Yeah. We over here talking about Steve Palak.
Maybe if Travis Shaw would have got a glove in the dirt, it would have been
a lot
better.
You guaranteed this in the sixth. I want to hear about it from you.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, no, this thing's over, dude. It's
kind of hater in a game in which you were up 7-1, 7-0.
Just getting them a little work. We're working on things.
We haven't been out there in 4 or 5 days, Steve.
And then you get a nice off day. Then he can still pitch 2 against the Chicago Cubs coming up this weekend. We're all okay. It's going to be okay. 7-3.
You lose this game, I'm not going to be okay.
Oh, double play right here.
I'm not going to be okay if they lose this game.
Well, you win this.
I don't care what they want. I don't care.
Well, I, you know what? Even if the Brewers lose, Sparky.
No.
I've got something that would make you a lot. Make you feel a lot better.
I don't hear about any of this if stuff.
Bofording beer would make you feel a lot better.
Bofording
would make you feel a lot
better. You're going to need a drink. You jinxed them if they lose this
thing. Oh, no. I already am going to, because Bofording is a premium quality beer that I love to drink. Bofording. Superior ingredients, guys, are made in Bofording. Only 100% natural barley hops, fresh spring water used in the production. We're talking about over 250 years of family-owned brewing experience. That's right. Bofording is family owned, and it's been that way since 1764 when they started this company in the country of Luxembourg. And ever since then, guys, they've been crafting their brews to achieve the pinnacle of drinkability and smoothness. Everything in the lineup, from the crisp Pilsner, that's their flagship beer. That's the one that you can get a six pack in cans. The smooth triple ale, the delicious fruit ale, the balanced brune are all designed to give you a full flavor that's not going to fill you up. And guys, here's a little secret. All right. You ready for this? This is about Bofording beer, a secret. Unlike those other imports that you're drinking, that you're paying way too much for, they sold out. So that's why the prices are higher. That's why it doesn't taste as good. That's why you have to put a piece of fruit in it just to make it taste good, because they make it in these big mass quantities, not Bofording. They make it in small batches with a personal family touch. Go pick up a six pack and try it for yourself. Total Wine and More, Sendix, Festival Foods, Autos. If you just want to get a draft, go to Cafe Hollander, Benelux, or the Nomad over on Brady. You're out on the golf course, get a Bofording on the beverage carts at Wanakee Golf Course or at Moore Downs in Waukesha. And tonight, why not get a playoff Bofording? If you're heading down towards the Forum tonight, go to the tavern at Turner Hall. Get a playoff Bofording. I'm not saying it's going to make the Bucks win, but it definitely won't hurt. And when you're doing it, let me know. Tweet me a picture of your Bofording. Let Bill Schmidt know where you're at. Let Bofording Bill know, and I'll come in out and have a Bofording on you. It's Bofording, Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking import. 2-2 count. Okay, all right.
It was 0-2. It was all. He had him at 0-2.
It's all good. It's all good.
And it's Kurt Suzuki, for God's sake.
It's all good. This game's over. Anthony Mandel is going to get you a sports flash. You got a chance at $1,000 in 2 minutes. Tim Allen's going to be here because postgame's going to meet the big show after a Brewers win next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.